Happy Monday, guys. Start of a new week. I am Troy Stegner of Talk Nerdy to Me, and I am bringing you the Daily Nerd Brief for Monday, September 10th. Let's jump right in. Video games, Dead or Alive 6 gets a release date. This has been highly anticipated. It's been a while since the last one. Dead or Alive 6, you still got a little bit of a wait. It's going to be February 15th, 2019 before it's released. It's going to come out on PS4, Xbox One, and the PC. The good thing about this is you're going to see they're not totally new characters. One character is completely new. One's a returning character. You're going to see Rig, who is the guy who used a lot of Taekwondo, used to work on the oil rig. He is going to be one of the characters they've announced in his Dead or Alive 6. A totally new character is the character of Diego, who is a street brawler from the streets of New York. He started fighting, to earn money for his sick mother, that whole sob story. So you're going to see those two characters in the new Dead or Alive 6 video game in February of 2019 when it does finally come out. Still in the vein of games, video games, this one kind of snuck up on a lot of people. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. It finally surpassed $50 million in revenue, which is enough to push it over that little hump of, they can say it's successful now. It's made money. This game, I don't know if you ever played it. It reminds me kind of like Sims for kids. You have a campground and you're trying to build your campground up to be enticing to friends and other animals so that you can get them to come in and hang out in your campground. It's a cutie looking game. I haven't played it myself yet. Now that it's past 50 million and it's on my radar, I might just check it out. See if it's any good. So you build up your campground. You can build things like carousels and half pipes. I mean, it's just up to your imagination what you can build and buy furniture, clothes, and stuff to entice these other animals so that you basically have a zoo in your own campground here. This thing, it's been mostly players in Japan. 81% of the total revenue has come from Japan. The next closest, of course, is the U.S., but that drops down to 14%. So it's overwhelmingly Japanese players on this game. And the majority of that has been on iOS, so a lot of people are playing on iPad or iPhone. It's been installed, downloaded over 25 million times. So there's 25 million people playing Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. So it's probably going to be a short time before they pull it out for Nintendo Switch. Everything is getting ported to Nintendo Switch. That's the next big thing, it seems like. Okay, action figure collectors. Marvel is putting out a Legends Venom Wave. So the Marvel Legends collection is going to have, it's mostly symbiotes, not completely, mostly symbiotes, and it is going to have a bath, a build-a-figure. And for those people who are not aware, what that is when you buy the certain action figure from that wave, it will have one piece of another action figure in there, and when you get all the pieces in the wave, you can put those together, and it makes another extra figure. And this one, you build a big hulked-out Venom symbiote with the bath pieces, the build-a-figure pieces. You, of course, are going to get Eddie Brock. You can't have a symbiote line without having Eddie Brock, the Venom, the main guy known for the Venom symbiote. This one's going to have a couple interchangeable pieces. It's got an interchangeable head with the tendrils. Looks like it's got a regular head, and it's got an Eddie Brock head, just, with his buzz cut looking head. That figure, it's not bad. It's passable. The one that I think everybody's going to want out of this series is Carnage. It has all kinds of red tendrils coming off of it. It's got the crazy face of Carnage. And it's also got an interchangeable head where you put Cletus Cassidy's unmasked head on the Carnage body. I'm thinking this is going to be the figure out of that series that everybody's going to want. It also comes with an interchangeable axe hand, so he can turn his one hand into the symbiote acts. Its next figure is going to be Scream, who is the female symbiote figure, the yellow and red, really bright. They did a good job on this figure also. The only problem I see with that, and a lot of people have been complaining about, is the hair. The hair is like a solid piece of plastic down the back. It's been noted that it causes, in certain poses, it will cause the figure to fall over because it's so heavy on the hair piece. But otherwise, I can't find any fault with this one. It is just beautiful. The color, the lines on the collars they're not muddied. They're pretty crisp lines delineating the collars. It looks true to the actual character from the comics. So this one is going to be a popular one out of that wave also. One of the characters I'm going to say is not going to be that great out of this one is Poison. It's the white-suited symbiote, and on this one, his spider on the chest piece, the arms come out into these long tendrils. It's just very, the white is very glossy white. It's just very nondescript. There's really not much to it except white and black. It's very monochrome, very blah, meh. But it's probably going to sell anyway just because every one of the pieces in this wave will have a piece of the bath in it. So you will have to, if you want to build that hulked out symbiote, you're going to have to do some trading with someone or buy all the figures. You pick. One of the characters who is not a symbiote and is kind of loosely Spider-Man based, this character is more Daredevil villain, is Typhoid Mary. Yeah, she does not have any symbiotes. She doesn't. She's loosely connected to Spider-Man. She's more of a Daredevil figure. Although she's going to be in Season 2 of Iron Fist. Not going to be. She is in Season 2 of Iron Fist. That character. Hopefully they will keep true to her character. They've changed her before in something. In fact, in Elektra, the movie, they changed her powers to where she had poison acid breath. Dumb. Don't know why they changed it. Why not use a character that actually fits that description instead of changing an existing character? Anyway, Typhoid Mary, if you don't know, she has multiple personalities. She has psionic abilities in a couple of those personalities. I think all three of her personalities have that now. She has hinted that there's a fourth personality that has not come forward yet. It's kind of hiding in her memories somewhere. But we do know of the three. You got Mary Walker, then you have Typhoid Mary, and then you have Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary being the most brutal of those personalities. And she, not only she had the multiple personalities, she can use telekinesis and pyrokinetics and a couple of those personalities, so she's pretty dangerous. This figure doesn't look bad. It kind of looks like a Mary Jane Parker face. I wish it would have done something more with the face. Other than that, the figure looks pretty good. It has a sword with the flame over it and without the flame. Not a bad looking piece. Here is probably my favorite of all the Marvel Venom series. They're going to make Spider-Ham. The Spectacular Spider-Ham. It doesn't have a whole lot of movable parts. He's just extremely cute, iconic character. I like it a lot. The cool thing is, it comes with a secondary symbiote head, so you can put the Spider-Ham symbiote head on the hulked-out Venom symbiote. It looks really, it's laugh-inducing. It's very tongue-in-cheek. I love it, and I think I'd probably have the Spider-Ham symbiote head on the hulked-out Venom a lot more than the others. The hulked out Spider-Ham head looks more like a boar. It's got the tusks growing out over his mouth. Very menacing looking. I like it a lot. And then finally, the hulked out Venom that you build from the Build-A-Figure, the bath pieces. I like it. He's got just what you would think, you know, his big upper body, bulky arms, smaller legs. Obviously, Venom skipped leg day. And the head has the longer tongue out curled, typical Venom fashion. really good. This Venom series, I think, is going to be very popular. So you're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like 6 pieces that you'll have to buy to get the complete Build-A-Figure piece. Overall, it looks really good. There's 1 or 2 pieces in there that are just kind of meh. But overall, good job, Marvel. Let's go back to video games. Kingdom Hearts 3. If you have never played Kingdom Hearts, it's kind of a Disney fighting adventure type game, video game, where they throw pretty much everything they have, any license they own, they throw in there. That's not going to stop, because they are now adding Big Hero 6 to Kingdom Hearts. So you'll be able to fight alongside Baymax and Hero and the rest of the team. And they're also adding San Francisco. There's some scenes from Monsters, Inc. You're going to see some of the scenery from Monsters, Inc. I know in the trailer I saw, you see Randall Flagg. You also see Rapunzel and Flynn from Tangled. Some of the guys from Toy Story, including Buzz Lightyear. If just picking out all these characters from the different Disney licenses is a game in and of itself without even playing the game. But on top of that, it's a good game. Kingdom Hearts has traditionally been a really solid game. So this is set to come out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One January 29th of 2019. So start saving your money up now, or all the Christmas money you get, tuck it away so you can go buy Kingdom Hearts 3 in January when it comes out. There might be some pre-orders for it. If it's like the previous Kingdom Hearts, you won't be upset. Okay, we got a little bit of a hiatus in between Marvel movies. Captain Marvel doesn't come out till early 2019. And I don't think there's another Marvel movie slated to come out to now and then. There's Iron Fist 2 is out now on Netflix, and you have Daredevil supposed to come out before the end of the year. We will see about that. Oh, and if you're watching Iron Fist Season 2, the last episode, stay around, because there is an true to Marvel form. They're starting to do it on their TV series now. There's an after credit scene. Anyway, Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out on Blu-ray. And traditionally, they've been doing this where it comes out 2 weeks earlier on digital only. A lot of people's collections are becoming digital only. That's the new trend now. The Blu-ray will come out October 16th. If you haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's just, if you like the first Ant-Man, you'll like this one. And the after credit scene leads right into Infinity War. This is set, Ant-Man and the Wasp is set in the timeline before the events of Infinity War. So yeah, pick that up on October 16th, and you'll get to see Paul Rudd, because he never ages. He'll probably be starring in Ant-Man's next century. I think he made a deal with the devil. Marvel Spider-Man, the game for PS4. This is one of the ones that is not multi-platform. It's on PS4 only. They're killing it. This game has been getting good reviews. They've revealed you can change up your spider suit in this game. You can even get the Stark suit. I mean, you can get everything from the suit when Stark first found him in the movies. You know, the blue hoodie and the goggles, the kind of low-rent suit. You can get that one. You can get the Stark suit. You can get the Iron Spider suit. You can't get that until level 10. And level 10, you know, that's when you can start doing all the cool stuff. But you'll have to redeem tokens for completing different tasks, you know, stopping crime throughout the city. You get crime tokens, base tokens, research tokens, and it takes a different mixture, different combination of those tokens to unlock the different suits. So if you're good, you can collect all. I don't know if it says all how many suits are in the game, but at the very least, you're going to have the original one, the spider suit, and the Stark suit. So that's 3 right there, suits that you can unlock in the new Spider-Man game. I've been telling you guys about all the live action renditions of different, mostly Disney movies, Disney cartoons. They've been making them into live action, and they've been pretty popular, so that's why they keep doing it. One of the ones they're talking about doing is Mulan. Originally, they were going to follow a different Mulan story, not the one that was in the cartoon. It was going to be the Chinese folktale of Hua Mulan. They've kind of shied away from that now. They figured out that, you know, the Mulan from the cartoon does very well with audiences. That being said, they are going to have Mushu, the dragon, the family dragon, in the Mulan live action. I'm interested to see how they're going to do that. They did a great job with Jungle Book. They made those animals look real, so I'm wondering how they're going to do the dragon, if he's going to be more cartoonish, or if he's going to be like Peach Dragon, which I hope not, or if he's going to be more realistic looking like on Jungle Book. I think this is a great idea. They're going to keep Mushu in it. He's one of the more popular characters. No word on who's going to voice him yet. It was Eddie Murphy, of course, in the cartoon, or cartoons. He was in several different cartoons, and he's actually supposed to make a cameo in the new Ralph Breaks the Internet. So keep an eye out around the edges of the movie when you watch Ralph Breaks the Internet, and you're going to see they love filling that thing with all kinds of different references. So March 27th, 2020, you're going to see the live-action Mulan, which will have Mushu, and it's going to more closely parallel the cartoon than previously expected. Incredible Hulk. Nope, not the Incredible Hulk. The Immortal Hulk. They've got a new one. He's immortal. He's got a different... I don't want to say a different power. I guess he's only just recently used it. He used it once before that I know of in Avengers 680-something. He has the ability to drain gamma power from other characters. This Immortal Hulk is kind of... He has the intelligence. He's not a super intelligent, but he's not, just all bestial. He can actually think. He's not an idiot. So he's going around and all these gamma-powered beings, he's draining their gamma power. And the most recent one is Sasquatch from Alpha Flight, Mr. Walter Lankowski. He wasn't a match for Hulk to start with. He went back, and I guess somehow he got a little stronger. So him and the Hulk were fighting kind of to a standstill until the Hulk, Immortal Hulk, decided, hey, I'm just going to drain all your gamma power, which left Walter Lankowski as human again. He did this before in Avengers. I remember it was Red Hulk, not Thunderbolt Ross Red Hulk. It was Maverick, Robert Maverick, who was actually wearing Iron Patriot armor as Red Hulk. Didn't matter. He grabbed him by the head and drained his power. So we're seeing the Hulk go around. I believe he had a little issue with Riot Squad also. So he's going around and draining everybody's gamma power, which is making him stronger in the process. So it's going to be interesting to see where they're going with this. I don't know what's going to happen how much gamma radiation can one body hold. I guess Marvel's going to tell us. We will find out, because mostly gamma radiation is supposed to kill you. It doesn't kill everybody, I guess. Some people just make stronger. So keep watching reading Immortal Hulk, and you will get the answer. Let's talk about the Emmys. A couple of animated favorites here won Emmy Awards. The first one I'm going to tell you about is Rick and Morty. They actually won an Emmy, and the creators were very surprised. They did not expect that. They won the Emmy for Outstanding Animated Program for what's my favorite episode, the Pickle Rick episode. So Adult Swim picked up that Emmy with Rick and Morty's Pickle Rick. They also picked up that wasn't the only one. Adult Swim also picked up an Emmy Award for Outstanding Short Form Animated Program for Robot Chicken. And Robot Chicken is one of my favorite shows anyway. I love Seth Green. Anything he's attached to is usually pretty good. So yeah, Adult Swim, two Emmys under their belt now with Pickle Rick and Robot Chicken. That is awesome. And Pickle Rick, the whole Rick and Morty series, got picked up for another 70 episodes. That's a lot, considering most seasons are 10 to 12. You're looking at, they just ordered like six more years worth of Rick and Morty. That is unheard of. The contract amount that far. So kudos to you, Adult Swim. Maybe a good move getting Pickle Rick and the Rick and Morty under your belt for the next foreseeable few years, so nobody else swoops in and steals them from you. Thanos. Everybody by now has watched any of the Marvel movies, knows they're building up the Thanos, collecting all the Infinity Stones like he did in Infinity War, and just decimating the universe. Well, in the comics, that's been true for the most part up until now. Thanos' legacy, I'm going to say this is not a spoiler because it's been out for about a month now. Thanos' legacy, you see Thanos die. Someone else was going around trying to collect all the stones. A character by the name of Requiem, who was masked. Nobody knew who it was. They just recently, about a month or so ago, maybe 2 months, unmasked that character. It was Gamora. Gamora kind of, you know, she killed Thanos. And now she is going to collect all the gems because part of her soul is trapped in the Soul Stone. She's trying to release that from the Soul Stone. So yeah, she's collecting all six gems. But that's not the interesting part. Thanos dying, of course, he had he had a plan, a contingency for that. He's got a brother named Eros. Eros showed up when he found out Thanos was dead. And you just see him basically start to gut Thanos and reach in. And it's kind of gruesome until you figure out what he's doing. He's at Thanos' will has been embedded into his heart. So Eros is pulling out the Thanos' last will and testimony. And what Eros says is this is going to be, it's going to set off an end game that will burn the entire universe. And they are starting a new Guardians of the Galaxy relaunch with the first storyline is going to be titled Endgame. Yeah, you guessed it. So they're going to be, I'm sure, reading Thanos' will. We're going to find out what nefarious plot he set in motion in case he died. Thanos is, he's a chess player, so I'm sure he's got his moves planned out and probably planned for the contingency of him dying. So let's see how this unfolds in Guardians of the Galaxy, it looks like, and see just what Thanos put in place to stop anyone else from getting these stones. Okay, a new TV series on CW. CW is developing a lot of good shows right now, a lot of superhero shows, but this one isn't. This is not a superhero show. It is a series on Nancy Drew. They're doing a Nancy Drew TV series. Let's see. Yeah, on CW. It's been tried a few times before. It just never really took. And now they're going back. There was one where they wanted Nancy Drew to be older in her 30s. That one didn't do so well. The CW series is going to see it just like it was in the books. An 18-year-old girl, after the summer of her high school graduation, she's going to be going around solving all these crimes, of course. If you've ever read anything Nancy Drew, back in my day, it was Nancy Drew. The girls mostly read that, and the guys read Hardy Boys. So I'm wondering if Hardy Boys TV series is going to be far behind this. Anyway, Nancy Drew is going to be coming to CW. It has promised. The books were really popular. I don't know if they're still popular today. We will see. It wouldn't hurt to have another detective-type series out there that's not police-based. I get kind of tired of police drama. So look for, I don't see a date, look for Nancy Drew coming soon, I'm sure, on CW. That's the last article I have for you guys today. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Man, I cannot speak this morning. Give the video one of these a thumbs up. Like it. You can also comment on this video. You know, tell me what you think about what we've covered. Whether you agree with me, disagree with me. That's fine. Leave it in the comments. If you don't like video, you can catch this podcast, TalkNerdyPodcast.com. Listen in the browser or download it. Or go to any podcast platform that you use and you like. And download us from there. We should be on every one of them. If not, let me know and I will get us added. I will talk to you guys again tomorrow. Later, nerds.